Lord, I will praise thy name, for thou hast set me free. Health and strength thou hast supplied, and my soul hast thou restored. That is Psalm 31. Then it is, its anger endureth but for a moment, and in his favor is life. And immediately he rose up before them. Mark says that it was immediately when these Pharisees and scribes began to reason within themselves that Jesus perceived it and began to speak. And that was mercy also for this man sick of the palsy. And now by renewal, it is a merciful immediately. For immediately that power from on high flowed into this palsied man, and he rose up before them all. Congregation, why was that now? The Lord Jesus had shown himself to be all-knowing and almighty and all-sufficient. And that was now experienced. So much light began to shine upon this Savior, because he also was the one that received, that forgave sins, that showed mercy and compassion spiritually. Oh, then Jesus indeed is God, the Son of God and the Son of Man. He is now precisely that mediator that this poor, palsied sinner needed for his own soul. This was now the Messiah sent by the Father to this world. The Messiah who would be surety for all his own, and who would pay that ransom, the price. And so then all the sins and all the iniquities would be forgiven also of this man. You know what he now experienced? That is written in John chapter 8. If the Savior, if I shall have made you free, you shall be free indeed. Then it was confirmed in his own soul. Because now he knew, and now he was assured that he was free from that death and from that bondage of sin. That he was free again as a son of God. Now it was confirmed in his life that Jesus showed him mercy. Arise, take up thy couch and go into thine house. That was literally so, because we read it. He took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. But not only literally. This now also was taking place spiritually for this man. Jesus would presently say to his disciples, but the truth of it was already here for this man. I go to prepare a place for you. In the house of my Father are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. So this man received a homecoming with God. He was now a son. And as a son, he would be received by the Father. He was reconciled by that blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Now he was in communion with God. Now the sins were paid. Now he was free indeed. Now he received that certainty in his own life. And you read it, glorifying God. Now, that became his life. And then here on earth, then it is already the beginning of heaven, if we may truly glorify God. What we said this morning, bow before him there, And that bowing begins here on earth, congregation. We read of Jacob that once he passed Penuel, there his sins were forgiven. He saw God face to face. His life was preserved. And then he goes to Shechem and he builds an altar. And he gives that altar a name. El Elohi Israel. The God, God is the God of Israel. In other words, he is now my God. Before that time, Jacob always had to say the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. And now he could say, now he is also my God, like Thomas, my Lord, my God. He is the God of Israel. You see, then that assurance was given unto Jacob. And here the assurance is also given unto this man that was now raised from the palsy. Ah, congregation, it confirmed in his soul what the Lord has begun. And that is now according to God's own word. Because David has sung it in 138. The work thou hast for me begun shall by thy grace be fully done. He received confirmation of the Savior in his heart. But congregation, there is still another verse in this history. What do we read? And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things this day. So there were great impressions without any question. Strange things. That means unexpected things. You could say it very plainly. Unbelievable things had taken place in front of their eyes. And who were they now? Oh, there were a few for whom this was true in their heart. That man sick of the palsy. His four friends. There were some disciples, there were some women. But the large majority of that multitude, and those scribes and Pharisees, no, there were outward impressions, and in some there were not even outward impressions. How do we know that? In Matthew 11, the Lord Jesus upbraided the cities wherein he did most of his mighty works, also this mighty work. And he spoke to Chorazin and to Bethsaida and to Capernaum, and he said, woe unto you, and especially Capernaum. He said, thou hast been exalted to heaven, and thou shalt be cast down to hell. It shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for thee. There were impressions, yes, but they passed like a morning cloud. They vanished away, and then nothing was left. And then the application this morning, young and old, remember that Pharisee and that publican. Consider now also this history, that man taken by the palsy, healed, restored, his soul was saved. These four friends and a few others of God's children, but then that multitude, and then those Pharisees and scribes, to whom now do we belong? Oh, that question may enter our heart. And bring us on our knees to search how it is within. We must be warned because God is not mocked. The Lord sees everything, and the Lord will also judge righteously. But he still proclaims grace. He still comes with mercy. And it is still the time of salvation. his arm is not shortened that it cannot save, and therefore seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Are there now hopeless cases here this morning? Utterly hopeless cases, like this man sick of the palsy. Hopeless, helpless, desperate. An impossible case, yes, but not for Jesus. He is that physician. He is almighty. He is all sufficient. He is all knowing. And he is full of mercy. Oh, why do I say that? Because he has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And what does God's word testify? He is able to save unto the uttermost. Amen.